Deadlines, exams, constant pressure. Stress can feel like it's everywhere, but staying calm doesn't have to be impossible. Really Calm can help relieve feelings of stress by inducing a relaxing effect without drowsiness. Fast acting within 30 minutes. It's calm when you need it most. Stay calm. Stay you. Choose Really Calm, because your peace of mind matters. Visit reallycalm.co.za for more.
Hey everybody, Luyolo Mkhalipi here, SABC Sports presenter. You're listening to Extra Time on Madiba's Radio. Madiba's
Radio. What is up, Madibas? It is another week. It's another episode right here on Madibas Radio Podcast. And you're listening to Extra Time. Galibita Kerabona Chabane, and I'm your host. And I'll be bringing you all things sport as per usual. But I'm not alone today. I am joined by the stunning Lolonga, who also got Sports Personality of the Year at this year's Radio Awards. I did the show with Sam last week. We did congratulate all of you, but I just wanted to congratulate you again in person for a big achievement, especially at being your first year at the station. Shout out, girl.
Thank you so much. I'm truly humbled. And also, while we are speaking about exciting news, our very own Ribone Supersport MVP top 20 finalist.
Let's get it.
Guys, she's an inspiration to us all. Her hard work, passion, it's everything. It's truly inspiring. Everything about you, you truly deserve this moment. We'll be following your journey on, when is it?
Sundays, 9 p.m., channel 161, channel 209. That's Mzansi Magic and Supersport Variety 4.
Guys, I can't wait to say now I know a superstar. That's
right?
Every time I bump into someone now, guys, you see me, you see Ribone on TV. I know her.
I know she has my number.
You see.
We'll be talking on the low.
You
like,
see.
That's how it is.
But in general, we're truly proud of you. You're truly inspirational.
Thank you so much, Lolonga. Moving on to the ICC Women's World Cup in India. It's still a proud moment there for the as the Protea women create history, as South African women cricket team has made history by advancing into the 2025 ICC Women's Cricket World Cup final by defeating England women's cricket team by 125 runs. England won the toss and they decided to field first, and the Proteas were betting first as they recorded 319 runs and lost 7 wickets after all 50 overs. And the ball was on England's hands as they were forced to chase this big score on the scoreboard. England bettors were unable to chase the runs and that the Proteas had on board, as South Africans bowlers performed well to take on England, and the wickets were still on 194 runs in their 50 overs. Woolworth smashed 169 from 143 deliveries, which was the highest ever scored by a South African at the Women's World Cup. With this fate, South African women made history as they reached this milestone to reach the ICC Women's World Cup for the first time in history. Big up to our women for reaching this milestone. We are indeed proud, and we are hashtag here for her.
And also earlier in the year, it was the men's that won the World Championship.
The ICC, the World Championship.
See, we are a bunch of winners, guys.
They won it in Lords. Now it's the women, and truly, wow. And we just came from Women's Month. And to know that we're still continuing being pioneers in sports is amazing.
And with that, the way that we closed off Women's Month, we qualified for the Women's Rugby World Cup quarterfinals for the very first time. And also, when you look at it, it's the first time that we hold a Rugby World Cup and the Cricket World Cup at the same time.
Bafana, it's your turn next. It's your turn
the
next.
Stage
you're
going to
get that FIFA. We've literally given it over to you, and yo, big things, man.
And now I just need a visa for that World Cup.
I need to get my passport ready. See what happens when your passport expires. Need to get that passport ready. This holiday, come January, I have a passport.
And you know, I got mine in 2019.
Mm.
We're going into 2026. Does it have a stamp?
Mm-mm. Not a single stamp. When is it expiring?
In 2029.
Okay, at least you still got time. Girl, let's start putting stamps on that
next
book.
Next year, first one. Okay.
Here for it.
Moving on to the WAFCON, Banyana Banyana delivered another memorable performance against DRC on Tuesday night as they secured qualification for the next year's Women's Africa Cup of Nations that's set to be hosted in Morocco. It was again Thembi Bikinini Kgatlana who stole the show on her return to the Banyana Banyana squad. Kgatlana produced magical moments on the referee's additional time to take Banyana Banyana to Morocco. Banyana were held to a goalless 1-1 draw in Congo last week as they have changed fortunes, or rather the outcome of this fixture. Despite the win, Banyana were without their head coach in this fixture, who is still fighting for her contract issues with Asafa. Nonetheless, we are proud of our girls who played their hearts out to make the nation proud.
Definitely, most certainly. Moving on to football. Like, we've covered cricket, we've covered women's football. Now we're going into the men's football. And hey, there's so much happening with the men's football, with the CAF Champions League and the Confederation Cup. Please give us the results there, ma'am.
Okay, so for the CAF Champions League, Orlando Pirates won 3-0 against FC Lupopo.
However, but in that penalty shootout.
But what happened in that shootout? I want to ask you as an Orlando Pirates supporter.
You're asking me?
Yeah.
What do you mean what happened in, like, the penalty shootout?
Were you happy with how they played? Or
I mean,
do you think they
played extremely well. From the comeback that they had from the last time that they played, that team was really great to witness. Because it's like, you can see they're working for it. But then we had to go to penalties for obvious reasons. And then I don't even know what happened in those penalties. But hey, clearly, though, they weren't in our favor. But
I'll be honest, right? You guys are looking scary this season. But I'll give you guys that. No,
give credit where credit is due.
You guys know how to produce a comeback. I don't want to lie. Because, you see, if you take the person who missed the last penalty, I think it was Mbutuma, right?
Yeah.
In the performance now against the match that they recently played, I think it was in the Carling knockout.
The knockout, yeah.
He produced a good performance, so...
They definitely do know how to make a comeback. They really do.
And also, on the other side, Mamelodi Sundowns completed a back-to-back against Remo Stars as they defeated them 2-0. Meanwhile, in the CAF Confederations Cup...
Oh, my day.
Kaizer Chiefs won 3-1 against AS Simba. You know those three goals in the first 25 minutes?
Those three goals came fast. They came quick. I was shocked.
We're on to something, guys.
That was really shocking. See, like, wow.
Three goals
within 25 minutes. Mind you, a game is 90. Do you know how long 90 minutes is? And to have that in the first 25 is absolutely crazy. Commendable. Shout out.
Kaizer Chiefs, we're on to something. And with Stellenbosch, they defeated 15 de Agosto 4-1.
Moving on to the Carling Cup, we had, of course, the quarterfinals that took place where we had Marumo Gallants versus Stellenbosch FC, and Marumo took that with a 4-0 win. And then Orlando Pirates took on Magesi FC, and they took that dub with a 2-0 win against the club. Also, they released a new kit for that game.
Okay, that you guys,
that
that's
kit, your fire. Oh my gosh, I need it. I need that jersey. And it's my birthday coming up soon. So, like, someone could just do something. Like,
the perfect birthday present.
Someone surprised me. Because how limited is that limited edition?
And also the one from old school, that Orlando Pirates. I'd actually buy it even though I don't support the team.
Right. No, but old school produces beautiful quality jerseys. Like, wow. The designs, the qualities. And even there by MVP, we're wearing old school merch, like in every episode we're wearing old school merch. But genuinely, there's rumors that they think that that kit was meant for the CAF Champions League. But because now we didn't qualify, we didn't go to the next round, they're like, okay, we have to put it to use. Like, let's just give it to Carling. But I don't think that's too far off.
Yeah,
I don't think that theory is too far off.
And I'll be honest, you see with these results, right? I didn't expect a Stellenbosch lost. A loss.
Yes. That was the biggest shock. Last night?
Yeah.
Like, no ways. After we literally, I remember we watched the game with Kaizer Chiefs. Yeah. That's when we were in Joburg and it was on our off day. Yeah. So we were all in each other's rooms watching that game. And we watched how... That is her name. The goalkeeper.
Ntwari.
Yay! They were like, you need to get off. He was like, no.
Nope.
I'm going to go into this penalty shootout. And they literally lost that last one. Otherwise, they had it. Kaizer Chiefs had that. I don't want to lie. They had that game against Stellenbosch. But that last...
The last penalty.
But that was shocking. I mean, if you're gonna prove yourself like that against Kaizer Chiefs, surely we're expecting you to produce massive results against the Gallants. And you lost. But then again, it was the Gallants' home ground. So are you really going to fight? And also, Pirates was also on their home ground. Exactly. So, home ground advantage.
You guys seem to thrive on home ground advantage.
Yes, that's the thing about home ground. Everyone's supposed to thrive. That's like the Springboks playing the All Blacks at Eden Park. Come on.
But you see, like, with us, I'm not sure what happens with us and FNB. I don't know if there's a certain allergy, if we're allergic to something over there. Like, maybe. our home games, they should go to Dobsonville. You see those three goals in 25 minutes? Maybe something.
There's something speaking to you guys on that field. Something that's speaking to you guys on that field.
And I think a good idea, that's the way to Dobby, it must go to Dobsonville, ne?
Mabo. You see? No. We're not about to do that. The EPL results.
Okay, so Bournemouth defeated Nottingham Forest 2-0. Man City fell short to Aston Villa by 1-0. Tottenham beat Everton 3-0. Arsenal Crystal Palace 1-0. Wolves and Burnley 3-2. And with that performance, Lyle Foster scoring the winning goal for Burnley in that occasion.
That's good.
And also a big surprise, Brentford beating Liverpool 3-2.
Yay. I'm literally one day I'm winning as a Pirates fan. On the other side I'm losing as a Liverpool fan. Like it was even worse that weekend where all of them lost. Yo. That was like, how are we gonna recover from this? At least Pirates managed to recover. Liverpool. Yeah.
Would you say that there's still hope? It's still early days or something?
It's always early days. I said that about Pirates at the beginning of the Betway Premiership. And I said it's early days. We just got a new coach. We're still trying to find our momentum. And then we started picking it back up. Like, it's still early days. One thing about me, I trust my teams. Tembet down. So it's still early days. Season is long.
Back-to-back still possible for Liverpool?
Oh, most certainly. Don't get confused in the round robin games. Don't confuse the round robin games. Do not.
And also Brighton and Leeds, it was a 2-2. Okay, Manchester United won 4-2 against Brighton. On the other side, Leeds and West Ham 2-1.
Moving on, like I was speaking about the Betway Premiership and how I said for Pirates, they started off a bit shaky, but I told you guys, just give it some time, they will bounce back. The Betway Premiership is back with a bang this weekend as the mouth-watering match between the South African Giants, Orlando Pirates and Mamelodi Sundowns. This is the match that will take place at Loftus Versfeld Stadium on Saturday, the 1st of November. Masandawana will be looking to open the gap to the top of the table as the Buccaneers chase behind their games and catching up on the log to close down the Sundowns gap. It is indeed a big match that is going to come, and who will rise to the occasion between these two teams? Especially Pirates and Sundowns, because it's like, I really like Orlando Pirates, but Sundowns is really good.
And you know, like, obviously I follow Kaizer Chiefs, right? That's my team. But then I also follow, I don't want to lie, guys. I also follow other teams like Orlando Pirates. I put on the live score notification on my phone. I'll give credit where it's due. You guys play really good football.
Being a sports connoisseur literally means you, as much as everyone has their favorite teams, if you are a true sports connoisseur, you need to watch the other team's game. You must never only just watch when I must not only watch games when Orlando Pirates is playing. Like, I need to watch when Kaizer Chiefs is playing against Richards Bay. And you need to know, because What if those players transfer into your club and you don't know anything about these players and you're wondering, why is this player in our club, this, that, and the third? But had you watched the season as an entirety of it, you would have been like, oh, and be like, yes, I remember this is a notable player from Kaizer Chiefs. He did this, that, and the third. So I'm not mad at this transfer of him coming into my club. Like, you need to consume sports as a whole, right?
Not just when it's only your team.
Exactly. That is being a true sports connoisseur. And these are the fixtures for this weekend. We have Durban City versus Kaizer Chiefs at the Moses Mabhida Stadium. We have Siwelele FC versus Sekhukhune United at the Dr. Mulumela Stadium. And then we have Mamelodi Sundowns versus Orlando Pirates at Loftus Versfeld. Then Orbit College versus Magesi FC at Olympia Park Stadium. Bulawayo City versus Richards Bay at Peter Mokaba Stadium. And yes, moving on to the rugby.
Springbok coach Rassi Erasmus has named his Springbok team to face Japan at Wembley Stadium as they are looking to start the Autumn Nations series on a high note after being crowned the Rugby Championship for back-to-back titles.
Right.
And you see what I like about that lineup, right? I saw it when it was released on Tuesday. He's fielding the players that already play for the clubs in Japan.
Yes.
For example, Kobe on fullback, even though we normally see him on the between left and right wings.
Mm.
Yeah. Malcolm Marks, Curtly Aronso on the wing, everyone. That a lot of the people that are playing for Japan in that lineup.
I'm very excited to see how that game's going to turn out.
And also a debut for Zachary Porthy.
Yes, I saw that as well.
The youngest test debut for a prop.
Damn. Yeah. Yo. Big things coming. Very big things coming.
And moving on to the Carabao Cup results, Man City defeated Swansea 3-1. Wolves and, yo, this game made me so angry. I don't wanna lie. Chelsea, we beat Wolves 4-3. Like, all of a sudden, we are leading half time, right?
Mm.
A big score. I don't know what happened. It's a dissatisfying win. You know when your team wins, right? But I'm not satisfied. That's not what we agreed
on. Yes.
That's not what we agreed on.
Mm, I understand that. I truly get that. And you know who does think like that? Sundowns fans. Mm. One thing about Sundowns fans, Sundowns can win, but they will still not be happy. They will still not be satisfied with either the formation, the plays. Like, they just... We're like, yeah, we won, but like, we could have done so much better.
And also, this was also a shock. Crystal Palace 3-0 Liverpool.
I told you, when it comes to Liverpool, man, like, I don't even know how that happened. I don't know what's going on with Liverpool. Like, I need them to do something.
Okay, like, do you guys think you'll be ready for Madrid? Aren't you facing Madrid soon in the Champions League?
Nah, it's got to you guys, because I'm in South Africa. Where are they? They are over there, on the other side. I'm in South Africa. I'm worried about teams that are in my region. For now, I can let me worry about teams that are within my region. If they're not within my region, I just need to watch what they produce, like that they're giving out to the public.
And also, Newcastle beat Tottenham Spurs 2-0, and Wycombe beat your Wycombe and Fulham. It was a 1-1 draw with Fulham winning 5-4 on penalties. Grimsby were defeated by Brentford. That was a heavy margin, 5-0. And also Cardiff City edged Wrexham by 2-1.
Then we have the La Liga results, where we had Real Madrid take on Barcelona and taking that win with a 2-1 for Madrid. And now we have the Carling Cup semifinals that are coming up. Who is your money on now that your team is being out?
We got knocked out at the beginning.
Literally, it's called a knockout challenge for a reason. I think that's such a fun and light-hearted tournament because you only have one shot.
Okay, so now my
because we have Golden Arrows versus Marumo Gallants, then Richards Bay versus Orlando Pirates.
My final, I'm gonna say Golden Arrows and Orlando Pirates.
So you don't think Gallants just took out Stellenbosch? They just took out Stellenbosch. Don't undermine Gallants too much.
I think that's going to be the more interesting game between the two. And what's interesting this time, I think both of the KZN, both KZN teams now have home ground advantage.
Yes, they do.
Marumo, I'm scared of them.
Richards Bay, beats Orlando Pirates. Oh, I will cry real tears. That day, if Richards Bay beats Pirates. I would literally cry.
I think you guys will make it through. It probably won't be easy, right? But I'll give credit where it's due. I don't want to lie. I'll give credit. I think Orlando Pirates, I just have this feeling.
That they're going to take it all. They better.
The neighbors, this.
Yeah.
Do it for
friends,
so
friends of Orlando Pirates.
For this one,
tournament, let's be friends. Because, yay, big things. I'm scared. Like
of Richards Bay.
Not necessarily scared of Richards Bay, but clearly this tournament has proven that it really is anyone's game. Like, it's proven to us. From Sundowns got knocked out. Come on.
By Marumo Gallant.
Exactly. So I'm like, don't look at Marumo and be like, ugh, it's just Marumo. Because they are literally coming for blood for everyone. And that's good. I think these teams are trying to fight giant teams. And they are beating them. And that's great.
And also what I like about these different cups, for example, like when different teams tend to win. You see, for example, you guys... MTN8, yeah. Right? And then us,
Netbank.
And then Sundowns, Betway.
Yeah.
So it gives other teams more opportunity because, for example, they don't play in every single
tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I'm like Gallants? Gallants is coming for blood. I see the final as Gallants and Pirates.
I never thought they were going to make it that far, I'll be honest.
No one thought they did. Because everyone thought Sundowns was going to take them out.
Yeah.
And then they took Sundowns out. Then people think Stellenbosch is going to take them out. They took Stellenbosch out.
That's what I also thought. So if your final is Pirates and Gallants, it'll probably be revenge. Because I think they beat you in the Betway. It'll be revenge.
As it should. As long as that calling cup comes to us.
And also, like, so say for example, both KZN teams, they get knocked out, right?
Mm.
So then who would the home final go to?
And then I think it was just they're going to draw it. Like, they've been doing draws this whole time.
Okay.
So, like, even with the quarterfinals, they did, like, a draw and they picked out balls. I literally watched that draw. They were picking out balls, saying, okay, this team is going to have a home game. Okay. And they're going to play against this team. And then they had a whole lucky draw thing.
Okay. And if one of the home teams wins, say, for example, Golden Arrows, they manage to... beat Marumo Gallants, right?
Mm.
So the final that's secured, if they manage to beat what's this? Marumo Gallants.
Yeah.
The final, home final secured for them.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I really don't know. It really could go either way. Mm-hmm. Like, it could be a thing of, yeah, everyone, we're going to see who wins, and then from the winning, we're going to do the whole draw. Okay. As it is. But that brings us to the end of today's show, the last show of the semester. Last show for the year. Did you know that? No,
I
you didn't.
Know
this was our last show for the 2025 season because it's exams now. So we've wrapped. Everyone has gotten their fair share of experiencing what it is to be like under the mic. And how was it for you?
At sometimes it would be scary, but it was honestly a really good experience.
Mm.
It was scary, but a really good experience.
Yeah.
Truly unforgettable. Like, now that you say it's the last one, yo, guys, this year has gone by so fast.
Quickly. It's November tomorrow. It's technically November tomorrow, which means it's December, which means it's New Year's. Which means it's 2026.
So only your last time for the year, here in this very same...
Yeah.
Yo,
that's a wrap for podcasts for the year. It's been a great year. We performed extremely well as a show, as the team on the show. You guys have grown so much. Your producing has. You guys really got creative in terms of adhering to the theme of the month, and that was really fun. Like, it was really fun doing the show with that type of content produced because. Last year, we didn't have, like, last year we still went the normal stories and fixtures and results and whatnot. But this year, it was a bit different. I think the theme really did add a different touch to what we were producing. And yeah. I think that's why our listenership also was a notable high listenership. Because we were bringing you stories, we're bringing you history. We were acknowledging women, we're acknowledging youngins. We really, really put our best foot forward.
Yeah.
really did put our best foot forward. But a final message is to all the Madiba students, wishing you all a blessed exam season. May you continue praying. May you continue being strong. May you continue studying. May those long hours be worth it for you in the end. Do not get, do not lose sight of why you're here. Do not want to sleep and what you'll sleep in December. You'll sleep when you've done your final paper. That series that you want to watch, put it on hold.
Save it for December.
Save it. Not even December. December is far. Save it for when you're done with your exams. Because my last exam is on the 17th. So why would I save something for December if by the 17th already my schedule is open? So
for the first time, it feels so weird because like I'm not writing anything.
She's a graduate, guys. She's graduating in December.
Yes. Clarky.
Congratulations. Like you see, we have a team of people who are working hard. So you too must work hard because we want to see you guys walking that stage in April. We want to see you walking that stage in December. Hopefully next year is my final year because child's degree is chasing me more than I am chasing it. We need to do something about that. For the last time this year, Kalibiza Kerabona Chabane, and you're listening to Extra Time on Madiba's Radio. Until next year.
Exactly. Okay, so for the last time, this is Lolonga, a.k.a. the Sports Queen, signing out.
What's good, everybody? Luyolo Mkhalipi here, Mr. Sports Guy. You are listening to Madiba's Radio, the best youth campus station in the Bay.
Yo, what up, guys? Igama lami nguSluja, umamele Madiba's Radio, the best youth campus station in the Bay. And funa ungatsho, it's too much.
Hello, 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 everyone. You are connected to the Call Out Podcast here on Madiba's Radio, where we connect, inform, and most definitely engage with you, you, and you. I go by the name of Karabo Daniels, also known as KD, and you know that I never ride solo. Who am I here with rather today?
Her co-pilot, Uvuyisanani, we're going to charge your daily dose of sugar. Don't take me in too many doses because you might have flu like me and Karabo. We're very, very going sick, actually, guys. But we're like, you know what? We're still going to pull up to this show.
We have to give you guys something.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, we have so much love for this place, so much love for you guys, so much love for the interactions that you guys give us outside of the station here. I'm pretty sure Karabo has so many things to talk about. I also have so many things to talk about. This might possibly be our last show for the year. You know, so it's like we want to go out with a banger and just say how much we love and appreciate you guys for showing up. You know, for real, for real.
Karabo. But before we get into what we've got today, I had a bad morning, you know. Not necessarily bad, but like I kind of had a bad. So on top of me being sick and on top of me feeling the way I'm feeling, like a bit, like I'm dying. So my Uber driver, my ride to come here was 30 bucks and I had 50 rand notes, right?
Yeah.
So I give it to him like on the way. Still, we haven't even arrived. Yeah, but so I give it to him and then he's like, I don't have change. I'm like, so what now? He's like, I don't have change. And now he's like, we have to drive all the way to a garage. Mind you, I was already late to come here and, you know, talk to you guys. But, hey, Sana, so I gave him the 50 rand note. I
had to release him. 20 rand, gone.
Gone.
What did you do the thing where the Uber keeps your money in the air?
No.
He didn't know. He doesn't know how to do that thing.
No.
Yo, 20 rand. Yo, that's a whole ice cream, guys. I love it.
See, it's kind of hot
today.
It's
very, very hot outside.
But yeah, I was kind of pissed about the thing that pissed me off the most is the fact that I gave you the note on the way. You could have passed by a garage on the way. But instead you chose to do everything here. No. Ugh.
Give him 1-star rating. And say, you owe me 20 rand.
And right there by the reviews.
You owe me 20 rand.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Guys, I feel like it's the littlest things. And not even the littlest things, but anything can take us off.
That is so real.
In this exam season, because we're like, everybody's barely scraping through. If they're not already feeling neglected by their own selves or the world. I hope you guys are finding strength in this time, being fervent in prayer and just sticking to whatever it is makes you feel emboldened and stronger, and taking care of yourself. Eat well, run, just be healthy, you know, take care of yourself. But Karabo, what do you have on your side?
Today, I have very somber news, rather. Sorry about that. Very somber news. I don't know if you heard about the 24-year-old student that was killed in Central. Yes. So, yeah, we're going to be speaking about that and just talking, you know, more like deeper into that and just finding out what exactly happened.
What happened, yeah.
And then also, I don't know if you've heard about the South African anti-HIV injection.
Okay, I heard about that.
Yes, so we're also going to be diving a bit more into that as well and just finding out who is it for, is it for everyone, blah, 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 blah. So that's what we're going to be talking about. What do you have in store for us?
For me, just as a way, because we're always talking about like hard stuff, I just wanted us to talk about something lighter, something more maybe could be fun to do together. I wanted us first to talk about the theft that happened at the Louvre Museum in Paris.
Yes, though.
Yeah.
Oh, the memes. There's been so much
really
memes.
Yeah. Yes. Just wanted us to talk about that. Really, what really happened there, and then also in the end, I have a special a surprise for you, Karabo, where we'll just be playing a game, ask you some questions, get to know each other better. Even though it might be our last episode, I feel like there's still a mountain of things that we could know about each other, and even for the listeners there at home, to just challenge you to think differently and maybe hear our own opinions on certain stuff and what you guys might even think. So yeah, that's basically it. Let's dive into the news. What happened with this student?
So a 24-year-old Nelson Mandela University student was tragically killed in an off-campus residence in Central Gqeberha on Sunday, October 26, 2025. The victim, a third-year student in the Faculty of Business and Economic Sciences, was involved in a fight with a 26-year-old suspect at the Premier Student Accommodation, which is PSA, around 4 a.m. According to the police spokesperson, Captain Sandra Janssen van Rensburg, other students intervened to stop the fight and the injured student was taken to his room. Unfortunately, he was later found unresponsive and emergency services declared him dead at the scene. A suspect has been arrested and detained on a charge of murder. The investigation is still ongoing and the name of the deceased will be released once the formal identification is complete. The suspect is expected to appear in the Gqeberha Magistrate Court. This incident marks the second student murder at an off-campus residence in Gqeberha this month. This university has offered counseling services to affected students and extended condolences to the victim's family and friends. What's sad is that the month has not even ended yet and we already have another murdered student, another stabbed student. Okay, what I'm about to say is alleged, right?
Yes.
So, rumor has it going around that these students were cousins.
Are you serious?
The ones that were, yeah, it's alleged though. These students were cousins. Some of they had like a misunderstanding and altercation and whatnot. So apparently Omnia just stabbed. And then, but I don't know if that's the actual story. These are just, you know, when people don't know the full story, they just create. There's a lot of stories going around about this specific or particular incident, rather.
So he was actually stabbed.
Yes.
But.
Yes.
Sure, it's so sad to see something like this, like constantly, where you have like just a which is what I was even asking the captain. I remember when we were interviewing him a couple of weeks back when he was here, and I'm asking him, like, what makes a person determined to be able to take out a knife and stab another person? Because me consciously is like, this is the reason why I even stopped fighting. Like, I used to love fighting. I used to love fighting.
Like, wait, professional fighting or
no, street just gang? street fighting. Which is,
actually,
yeah, I used to love. I used to love, like, if anyone can tell you stories about me, like, every single Friday, then you.
What's wrong with you, bro? Like,
I had so many issues, but I just loved it because it was just exhilarating and nice. But then for me, it was always about just throwing fists in the air and having fun. You know what I mean? But then, and then I saw, like, wait a minute, whoa. Somebody would get mad and take a whole steena and put somebody in their head. And I'm like,
because people respond differently as well.
Like, why? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, for me, it was like crazy. I could not conceive taking a brick and putting it to someone's head and like that being okay. I think it's those little things first that happen in the very young age.
That's very true.
It's and then it builds up to something like this where you're stabbing your own cousin to death. Has the person been arrested? Do you think they're gonna offer him bail?
It's, you know, you never know nowadays. It's crazy. But my guess is that they will release him on bail. Because what do you mean the person is not arrested yet? Usazoyo vela ecourt. Usa free human is yell ecourt.
Go quack.
Like, I'm not getting it. I don't even want to assume. I don't even want to say anything. We'll just see when it happens. But it's very heartbreaking. Yonke lendo yenzeka pe South Africa.
You know, what's constantly being said, and I love the school. I love the school very much. But then, constantly, I feel like siqhayonga a therapist to call
each time, and like,
yeah, and it's not a solution. It's like a bandage. Kubone sakumula za bandage za 150 zakudala.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah.
And then like you bullet wound le, and then kuthathwa ke bandage, mana fa bandage, and la bandage is like, we will assist with therapy for anyone who was affected. We will assist with therapy. Like,
it's always therapy.
Root cause of all this violence is happening.
Exactly.
There actually needs to be an internal investigation.
Or at least a crimes unit
that actually investigates. But why is it cause? Why is NMU under so much scrutiny with people dying? How many students have to die this year? Yo.
And let alone in October. We've lost so many students.
3 to 4 students.
Yes.
It's insane. Because we have to be here on this mic and report another person died, another person died.
And it's not nice delivering these kind of news. Exactly. It's never nice.
At all.
I'm thinking about, you know what? In about abazali, aba back at home, batini, love if money phone call, answer. Oh, ma'am, but umdanako has left us. Yo, imagine umbangumzali. Like, how are you going to feel when you hear those kind of news? You're so far away from your child, and then overland. Yo, that must be so painful, honestly. How do you think you'd react if you sent your child to university and then you receive a phone call? Would you sue the school? Like, tell me, like.
God forbid. But I think for me, God forbid, I don't even want to think about that, actually.
Yeah.
I'd be very, very angry, you know, I don't know what I would do with my anger. I think I would be very, very angry, and God be with me. I don't think I can even conceive such a thing, nor even know it. I don't even want to know it. What do you think when on your side?
Same as you, honestly. I would be very angry. I would lose my mind. I think that's the day I will identify as a crazy person. I would just lose it. Because what do you mean my child has left us? Just because of...
Just even in similar news, I don't know if you've heard the story of Misukuhle Gwalase. Is a young boy who was hit by a car coming back from a soccer match here in PE. He was hit by the car, and then the car took him, and then they put him in a boot, drove him into a wild field, and threw him out into the wild field, but he's bruised and bloody like that. And then that guy went back home.
How does one live with themselves after doing that?
Yeah, a businessman in that area. It's been heavily reported in the news, and I knew him personally because it was part of my running club. And I just want to bring awareness to that and just say justice for.
He passed away.
He passed away.
Oh,
yes.
No.
So the guy that hit him went back for him the next day, then put him in hospital, and then went to go report himself after.
Oh, so he was Sasazela.
Yeah, well, but it was way too late now because he's already cold in the world, in the wild, and his bruises are taking over his body. He was put in ICU, but didn't
survive.
So he
went back for him tomorrow.
Mm. But it doesn't say anything, because the reason why he even hit him wasn't a mistake. He did it on purpose.
Really?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
He said that he thought he was was one of the robbers that were trying to rob him, so he hit him with the car.
That is crazy.
Exactly.
And you know, if the guy... Okay, now, shame. I thought, like, umgile a mistake. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, so if, like, umgile a mistake, now, shame, I was going to go report myself. Mm-hmm. Because ngoku, he's charged for murder. Because... Yeah, but I'm saying, babe, I'm saying, especially, ngoku, yeah, maybe Misokuhle wouldn't have left us.
Mm.
But now, it's murder. I shame, umtumaka...
It's very interesting to see how
person must pay for their sins.
How PE court is gonna actually deal with everything that's happening, and I really want to see, like, lawyers and everyone really in the law field actually talk about this and actually
and give us guys. Share their POV with us. Yeah. You know, what they think of certain situations, etc.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, anyways, let's move on to the anti-HIV injection. So, so you said you've seen it or you've heard about it, right?
Yeah, I've heard about it from a friend of mine who studies under pharmaceuticals department.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay, now just pretend as if you don't know what it means and you don't know. So just hearing the name anti-HIV injection, what comes first to mind?
HIV prevention. PrEP. Or like PrEP. That pill that you take.
Like ARVs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And condoms. Because HIV prevention. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. That's the first thing that comes to mind. Okay. So that's
sorry. Do you know Intercessions?
No.
There's a very old film where they were talking about HIV and everything. Every time they hear HIV,
you think about that movie.
I think about it. It was a series. It was a very famous line.
Where can I find it?
On YouTube. It's like there's one famous line for the girl. She says, "Ongamadoda sengisokulala ngawe, ngabala kwezihlathi." She just says that.
Like in jail.
No, she's talking to the doctor.
"Ongamadoda sengisokulala
ngawe."
That's crazy.
It was peak because HIV was just...
And it's a South African film.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was very new then. It was like, yo, HIV will kill you. Wow. Yeah.
It was when it was like a pandemic.
Yeah, pandemic type vibes. Yeah. But yeah.
Okay, then. I'll check it out.
Yeah, definitely. You should.
What's it?
Intercessions. It's a classic.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, got you. So, South Africa has become the first country in Africa to approve... Lena Kapiv in a volutitionary, twice yearly anti-HIV injection, marketing a significant milestone in the fight against HIV and AIDS. The South African Health Products Regulatory Authority approved the injection on October 21st, 2025, making it available for HIV negative individuals weighing at least 35 kg. I don't know, Funvile, I said... HIV negative individuals. Where are they finding a cure for HIV? Like,
but they're finding a prevention.
Like they found a cure.
They're
not bringing it forward.
Come on, now.
What's up with people with not, for example, name? I've seen like these type of stuff on TikTok and whatnot. Once a person finds a cure for a deadly disease, they get killed.
They disappear, fam.
What's with that?
Okay, the pharmaceuticals business is money.
Mm.
I think mining, pharmaceutical business. Like, they make money. Like in the world, I feel like it's pharmaceuticals, tech, and mining, and maybe some other industries that I'm forgetting, but they pharmaceuticals, like, they make money. So would you rather give the person the pill one time that's going to cure them and they not come back to you? Or would you rather subsidize that with a pill that's going to make them come back for a whole lifetime for them to keep buying? Which one would you want as a business?
As a business owner. As a corrupt one, I would give them... I would make them come back.
Exactly.
But as a good person that I am, I would give them the cure.
We're not doing goodness here.
Talking
money. Pharmaceutical business is all about money. It was never about... It was never about giving people cure or curing. Maybe it was when it started out, but now it's no longer about that. It's about actually keeping people sick. Making sure that they come
so
back.
That is so crazy.
And come back and come back and come back. So... You can't tell me with every industrial revolution that there's been 90 years later, you still haven't found the cure for HIV, but you found the cure for everything else.
Exactly. Okay. And it's been years.
Kind of weird. Kind of weird. How many people have found, quote-unquote, found the cure, disappeared, found the cure, disappeared, found the cure, and disappeared? It's a conspiracy, and we're speaking on alleged things, but when they smoke...
That is so crazy.
There must be fire. Yeah.
Yes, so the HIV negative individuals have to weigh at least 35 kgs, you know. So how does it work, you know? So this is a caspase inhibitor that prevents HIV from infiltrating and replicating inside CD4 immune cells, offering 6 months of protection with just 2 annual doses. Trials showed 100% efficacy among cisgender women and 96% among men, transgender, and non-binary participants. So what is the rollout, you may ask? You know, the injection will be available at over 300 government clinics in high incidence districts by April 2026, obviously targeting high risk populations, including pregnant women, adolescent girls, and key populations. Do you think it is needed in the Eastern Cape?
I very much.
What makes you say that?
You and you guys group too much and you have way too much fun.
You think so?
Yeah, people have way too much fun in the Eastern Cape. But for what it's worth, the drug in itself is a very good idea, because a lot of people actually need that prevention of especially with the stigma of not being in a relationship with the HIV person, the stigma of not marrying HIV people. People, because like they're gonna give you and infect you with the disease and everything. I think I don't know if you know Susan Osbel.
Mayab.
Yes, yeah. She's one of the people for me that has so inspired, like how somebody can be bold about their truth and not and be unapologetic about it, which is a very beautiful thing. Do you think you would be able to go take the drug if maybe you fell in love with the man who was HIV positive and he was very forthright about it with you?
Was or is?
Or is.
Oh.
It's like, listen.
I told don't you on know. The first date, That's listen, not something I've thought about, actually.
I have HIV. And I want you to know, first date, boom.
First date is kind of crazy, though. Like that's kind of crazy. But okay. I don't know. What did you do?
Call me. I don't think it's a big thing. I genuinely don't think it's a big thing. I genuinely just don't think it's a big thing.
Yeah, it's something obviously that... Thank you for coming forth about it, obviously. Yeah. I appreciate you and appreciate your honesty. Instead of rather not saying anything and then I see number, okay, I'm HIV positive, you know, to say something so that even Dimo decided, do you want to stay or do I want to, you know, run away from this? So, yeah, our health minister, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, emphasized the injection's potential to address critical gaps in current HIV prevention methods, stating the registration of lenacapave is a game changer given the high prevalence rate of HIV in South Africa. The SAPRA CEO, Uboitumele Semete Mokohotlela, added that this product is the most effective HIV prevention measure thus far. So, okay, let's hope kebanyan. It helps. You know, feed us lies.
I feel like it's past clinical trials, so it is safe for the people to take.
So, how do they test it? Like, so does a person that doesn't have HIV like? Yeah, have the injection, And then they volunteer to get injected.
Yeah, usually they get paid in the trials leading up to. It varies so much.
Wait, so you drink the pill, right?
Mm.
And then you inject your HIV.
Yes, to see if your body is actually working. But first they test it on rats, human beings. You know what I mean?
Would you volunteer? How much are they given?
I have no idea.
If you had to like estimate.
At least 30k, 20k they should be giving you.
Oh, okay, makiyekwe. Ndicuma mina ndza unikwa I
500k.
Ah, yeah, okay. That's my goal,
hello. 500k?
Yes.
Fully half a million for HIV?
Yes.
Ay, kodwa ngafumana lila HIV for free. But it's very important. Please, guys, go to this research on this thing, especially with those who have partners who are maybe HIV positive, and just go look it up and see what happens. Or those who are born HIV positive who are looking to have partners in the future. Like, be very honest about your HIV status and just be forthright about it and see so that you don't find yourself in a situation where you make someone else feel a certain type of way because you weren't honest about them, and you maybe even give them an infection because you weren't really honest about it. Very, very important, guys. Yeah. So in other news on my side, I just wanted us to quickly run down what happened at the Louvre on October 2025 around 9:30 local time in Paris. The raid struck the Galerie des Apollons, a prestigious room housing the French crown jewels and Napoleonic era jewelry. Four individuals suspected executed a robbery like Ocean's 11 style. They came in, had grind the glass,
and no one noticed.
They came in with a ladder truck. Do you know one of those trucks that have ladders?
Yes.
Came in with those through a wall, through a back room office. They cut that glass with a grinder. Went in. The alarms. And then that made people like be in disarray. Mm. They used that disarray to cut down the other glasses in order to get where the jewelries are. It didn't even take them more than 8 minutes to do that, and they left.
In out,
and they left. So that's how I became a millionaire, guys. As you're sitting here,
he is telling us something we don't know.
I'm kidding, guys. Hey, I could not be involved. But what was very fun to see was the social media's response to everything that happened.
Yes.
Like, people were like, "Ay, bro, we're living in a movie. What's happening now?"
You know, this generation will forever be like, it's going to be where, you know, you know, students are looking forward. No history about the Gen Z. Yo, they will be excited because, you know, it's always nice. It's always a blast to learn about us. But
history of the Gen Z, you will see it in TikTok. Yes. How you guys have responded to a World War III that's coming. You've responded to the world ending, like you've responded to AI technologies.
It's the rapture one was crazy.
The rapture.
Whoa, see? That was so funny. Yeah. People selling their houses, their cars, this, that.
Exactly. It's just always something new. You know, this thievery has a wider impact that people don't really see. The thief hits at cultural heritage, national image, and the security of public institution. It is accelerating plans for renovation and modernization at the Louvre. So basically, it kind of has positive impacts, even though they were stolen, because now they're like, hey, you know what? We need to up our security. We need to make sure that these art pieces are actually protected, you know?
So by playing our band, Lynn,
hey, they planned it very, very well.
7 minutes and they're out. So, I mean, the whole world knows about this now. So where are they going to sell those?
They're going to grind it down. This is a beautiful thing about diamonds, about stealing diamonds. Okay, not a beautiful thing. Why am I saying
exactly. This is a beautiful thing about stealing diamonds. But like,
if there's anything you can steal, it's probably diamonds. Because once you have stolen diamonds, you can break them down and sell them off to the black market. Like, nobody's going to be able to trace diamonds the way that they will be able to trace money or trace other type of equipment, you know. So, yeah, that's what happened in the Louvre. I hope they catch them, though, so that we can have a story. So we can have a nice
documentary, Netflix yeah, you know, movie. Something.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to buzz or pack what, though?
I know. I'd be in Maltese right now, chilling. I'm gone now. Right now, I'm gone. The minute I got on the scooter, you're not catching me, you know. But in other affairs, I wanted us to play a little game, Karabo.
Okay.
Before we close off the show today, I'm going to ask you some questions, and you have to answer honestly. You can't say you don't know. You can't say no.
I'm scared.
You have to, like, just answer as truthfully as you can.
Okay.
You can't say you don't know, and you can't say no.
Okay.
Right? Okay. We're both going to answer them. So, okay. First questions. If you had to assign one Gen Z slang term to describe each major political party, what would it be?
One Gen Z slang.
Slang, yeah. To describe ANC, EFF, and the DA. Or each slang for the third parties.
I would say brazy. Brazy or wild.
For who?
For all of them.
Brazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I would say.
I think for me it would be that sound. Ew, what is that, brother?
Brother
ew. Brother ew, yeah.
That's a good one.
It would probably be brother ew. Because, like, what do you mean? Okay, what is... These are not only going to be political, but then they're going to be business and culture related also. What is one hill you'll die on that no one else agrees with you? Like, one opinion that you have that nobody else agrees with you, and be like, I'm standing firm on this.
Ish. The girls might come at me for this one.
Yeah.
My girls, it's just a me thing, okay? Like I'm willing to pay for the first date. No!
What?
Yes! Like, I don't mind.
I think I just found my wife, guys.
I don't mind.
Really?
Like, actually, but don't make me pay, like, oh, go now. Yeah. But, like, I wouldn't mind paying for the first date.
I've never in the history of things said, heard a woman say she's willing to pay.
I know, I'm different, hey?
Yeah, she is, guys.
Period.
That is crazy to me. And that's very, very, very shocking. Like, yeah. I'm probably
I hope
shocked.
My grannies don't come for me.
They're going to be like, ha, no, Karabo, Kalokwena, you want to pay for dates? Wada, wada. They're probably going to be like that. For me, a hill that I'm willing to die on, I say a lot of controversial things, guys. I have so many hills to... I'm probably gonna die on. But for now, what's one that I can think of? I personally think, I genuinely personally think that there should not be any other type of cake besides chocolate or tiramisu. All the other ones can disappear, guys. Disappear, guys.
When it comes to cake, donuts, milk tarts, everything, I don't really have a say because I don't eat any of them.
Oh, lactose intolerant.
Not even lactose intolerant. I just don't like it. And I'm allergic to muffins. I'm all for pudding.
Ay, banna.
I don't like cakes. I don't like
donuts.
How's
Christmas for you then? What do you eat? Amagwinya? She's out here tipping Amagwinya into you. Everybody
Stop.
Else.
I eat a lot of braai, you know, with garlic bread. I love braai with garlic bread. It's so nice. It is so nice. But yeah. Anyways, yeah, Andy Yikimna, anything cake, anything. Don't like, and is he a shame?
Okay. Another one is, what is your favorite movie of all time?
I don't watch a lot of movies.
Hi, Banna.
I don't.
But what's one movie you know that...
Okay. That stuck with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would say... The Titanic.
Really?
I would say The Titanic, really.
It's crazy.
And like, it was so beautiful to watch. And then everything just got so somber, so fast. And I, you know, now when I'm watching a movie, I like Dizens. They're like one of the characters, you know, that are in the movie. And they're like, what would I do?
Rose.
You know, Galoko. It really, like, it broke me. And I think I watched it twice. A lot of people have, like, rewatched The Titanic, like, several times. But I've only watched it twice. And I couldn't after. I was like, no, I'm done.
I remember in grade 5, they were talking about it. And I laughed. I was like, ah, you guys cried because of a movie. Ha, 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 ha. You guys cried because of a movie. And now, guys, I was 12, guys. Let me be. And I watched it. The crying, I cried. I won't even lie. I was like, no way. This is no, my boy Jack. Jack, no.
Did you actually cry? Oh,
I did. Aww, I won't even lie. I did. I won't even lie. I think for me, a lot of movies changed my life. I really love watching movies. But Fathers and Daughters is one of my favorite movies, or about life. So it's basically just talks, Fathers and Daughters is basically talks about the relationship between a father and a daughter. This guy is like he's an author, and he has schizophrenia and is sick, and his daughter gets taken away from him. And he's just fighting his illness and trying to be in his daughter, and fighting his illness and trying to be in his daughter's life. For me, then was like, wow, what a beautiful
relationship. Did he eventually heal?
Not really. But then he still managed to have a relationship with her. He still managed to try and have a relationship.
That's nice and sad.
Yeah, but a sweet moment. A sweet moment. Last question though. One celebrity you would make the president of South Africa.
A celebrity in South Africa, or like a celebrity anyway?
A celebrity anyway, if you say.
Kanye West.
No ways. Yes. Kanye as president.
Yes. I love Ye so much. People might think he's a bit crazy, but it's the craziness that makes me like Ye. Ye is so... It's Kanye West. No questions asked. Don't ask me why. Don't ask Kanye West.
Kanye West will make us wear balaclavas to class.
It's and fine. Like, and we'll all look so cool.
There's a legislation now. If you're not wearing oversized clothing,
you go to jail. Exactly. If you could see me right now, I'm wearing everything baggy. I'm wearing big boots. I'm wearing black, baggy.
Still,
you know,
she is a Kanye West fan, guys.
Yes.
Kanye crazy.
Yes.
I think for me, just an easy pick, really. I would probably choose my boy Trevor Noah to be president.
Actually,
country.
That's a good choice.
I'd pick my boy Trevor.
That's a good choice. I never thought of, you know.
My boy Trevor.
I even forgot about Trevor.
I feel like he would do a good job and will be thoroughly entertained while also having an intelligible man. But I know he would say no to the job.
He would.
Yeah, he's smart enough to say no to the job. He's very smart enough to say, I just get you, man. Isn't good.
That's actually a nice pick, actually. You know, I haven't thought about Trevor Noah for like a year or something.
Yeah.
I think the last time I watched any of his stand-up comedy shows was last year on Netflix. There's this thingy he has on Netflix. You know, it's like an hour, 30 minutes long. It's very nice, very entertaining. And then he also has that show of his, right? Just forgot the name. It's like a reality. It's like a show, a sit-down talk show. You know, I just forgot the name. Very entertaining. And I like it when he changes his accents from Indian to British to South African.
He is so good at what he does.
Love him.
He's one of my... I don't even believe in role models, because I won't even say role model. But then he's one of the people that I can say, like, hey, you know what? He's a marquee person in the entertainment business. Otherwise, that's it from my side. I am Wisana Nomchacho. And the beautiful lady sitting across from me wearing a cheetah stripe headband. Rao. I'm excited. Who are you, Mirao?
My name is Karabu Daniels. I also go by the name of Karabunzawane Daniels. But if you want to feel like, you know, let me shorten it, you can call me KD, obviously. Those KD. Are my names, people. You choose. And obviously, we have reached the end of our episode today. Most probably our last episode this year. And
love
it's
y'all.
Been a journey. What a journey, you know. I've learned to know Vuyisa Nani more. I've enjoyed working with him throughout the year. It's been such a great honor, and such a great honor working with you. You know, it's been nice. You
thank
know,
you,
and
thank
hopefully
you,
we continue this next year. You
we're
know,
pushing. We're pushing still. It's been an honor on my side. I can't believe we have to close off the show with both of us having a flu. It's kind of very funny.
Exactly.
But definitely had one of my favorite moments of the year with you here in the studio, laughing with you, just like getting to know you better even. I think a lot of misconceptions, I think I told you this even before, I had a lot of misconceptions on the first recording that we had about who you are, but then I found out that I was so wrong about so many things. It's always so beautiful to see that being you're wrong about someone's character and you actually see someone's amazing character.
Clarky.
Yeah, this person is very humble, she's very calm. I feel like the people will see you and think, she's an it girl. Well, let's not even talk to her.
You know, but like, I'm used to that, actually.
Very, very humble.
Everyone
calm-able.
Thinks the
yeah,
same thing.
Very,
yeah.
very humble. Very, very calm. Very, very warm-spirited. And thank you for that. Thank you for making my first year in radio such a hot and amazing experience. Yeah, yeah.
Right back at you. Right back at you, honestly. And it's been amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, if I could just... Like, in a nutshell, it's been amazing. And, you know, God bless you. You deserve all the wonderful things in life. And continue, you know, blossoming into this beautiful young man, you know, that you
have
are.
A pop, beautiful young man, guys.
Yes! Yes!
My number is 063, but I'm kidding. Okay. I'm kidding. Yeah, that's it from our side. Vuyi_Nomchacho on Instagram, TikTok. If you see an icon that doesn't have a profile picture, that is definitely me. Give me a follow. I'm going to be interacting next year.
Yeah,
I'm posting. Yeah. What is your Instagram handle?
So my Instagram handle is Karabu_Daniels. On TikTok, it's Karabu.Daniels. And please make sure to give me a follow. Engage with me, and as you know, we also connect, inform, and engage on Madiba's Radio as well, my good people. And I think we've reached the very end of our last
people.
Episode.
We love you, and stay safe, stay alive. Have fun in December,
yes,
also.
Don't forget to have fun.
We love y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Hit 'em with a song.
The best youth station in the Bay, Madiba's Radio.
Sleep? What's that? If late night scrolling has you staring at the ceiling, try Really Calm Night, a calming combo that improves sleep quality and helps you sleep for longer to wake up feeling refreshed. No sleepless nights, just good mornings. Really Calm Night. Sleep well. Live well. Cipla. Caring for life.